From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A long-range U.S. military bomber flies over South Korea. The flyover appears to be in response to North Korea's latest nuclear weapons test. Commander Terrence O'Shaughnessy spoke to reporters.
52 missions reinforce the U.S. commitment to the security of our allies and partners and demonstrate one of the many alliance capabilities available for the defense of the Republic of Korea.
The B-52 bomber was seen flying over Osan Air Base before heading back to Guam. U.S. actor Sean Penn met with Mexican drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman in Mexico months before Guzman's capture. The meeting was for an interview published on the website of Rolling Stone magazine. Guzman told Penn he supplies more heroin, methamphetamines, cocaine, and marijuana than anyone else in the world. Penn described Guzman as entirely unapologetic. At least four people were killed Sunday in northern Yemen when a missile hit a medical clinic operated by the aid group Doctors Without Borders. The group says the missile struck the Shayara Hospital in Sada province. Teresa Sandra Cristobal says this is not the first time a hospital has been hit.
For this hospital, this concrete hospital, is the third time that this attack. For MSF, is the third time that we are attacked in general as a medical facility. I would like to reiterate that we are not the only hospitals that they have been hit.
The charity says 10 people were wounded in the shelling. Egypt held an opening session of parliament Sunday, the chamber's first session in more than 3 years. The assembly has 15 days to ratify hundreds of executive decrees issued by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, or the laws will be repealed. This is VOA News. Pakistan is to host a key meeting of top Afghan, U.S., and Chinese officials on Monday. Participants are tasked to set the stage and determined dates for resuming peace talks between the Kabul government and the Taliban. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Afghan and Pakistani officials say four-nation talks in Islamabad are to determine a roadmap and define limits for reviving a peace process. There is widespread skepticism about whether the Taliban is ready to give up violence and re-engage in a result-oriented peace dialogue with the Afghan government. Speaking Saturday in Kabul, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani sounded optimistic about the four-nation effort. He said the internationally monitored discussions beginning Monday will enable all sides to differentiate between insurgents who want reconciliation and those who oppose it. Ayaz Ghul, Islamabad.
Senior Arab officials are condemning what they say is Iran's meddling in Arab affairs. Arab League chief Nabil al-Arabi called for diplomats to adopt a strong position, calling on Iran to stop all forms of interference in the affairs of Arab nations. He spoke at an emergency meeting of the Arab League called by Saudi Arabia to discuss the recent attacks on its embassy in Tehran. Republican Party presidential candidate Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are in a virtual dead heat in Iowa. Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are also locked in a very close race there. Those figures are coming from the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal Marist poll. Clinton and Sanders are also within the margin of error in New Hampshire, while Trump has built a 16-point lead in the state. Iowa holds its caucuses on February the 1st, while New Hampshire's primary is February the 9th. Immigrants in the German city of Cologne are the targets of new protests after some of them were accused of committing sexual assaults and robberies during New Year's Eve celebrations in the city. The attacks blamed on men of North African and Arab origin have fueled calls for tighter controls on the country's immigration policies. Thousands of people gathered in Paris Sunday to mark the anniversary of the attack on the Charlie Hebdo magazine and a Jewish supermarket. The terrorist attacks last January killed 17 people. Pakistan is set to host four-way talks Monday on reviving the Afghan peace process. Those talks will include Afghanistan, China, and the United States. Afghan Foreign Ministry spokesman Ahmad Shakib Mostaghni said Saturday the representatives meeting in Islamabad will discuss a roadmap for peace talks. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.